My name is Lincoln. Thanks for joining me once again. You're listening to That's the Truth. Coming right up is the audio recording of one of our live stream services from the House of God here in Montreal. You can watch the video recording on our Facebook page, Linked with God. That's L-I-N-K-E-D with God. Or you can head on over to our YouTube channel, That's the Truth. If you have trouble finding that page, go to youtube.com, enter That's the Truth in the search bar, click on the filter button, which you'll see a little lower to the left of the search bar, then click on the channel button where you'll see the Bible icon that identifies our channel, That's the Truth, and that should appear right on top of the list. Click on the Bible icon where you'll then have access to all of our teachings on video. Please share these links with your friends and family so they too can be blessed with the Word of God as you are receiving it right now. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Well, let's get right to it. Get your Bibles. There's a lot to read because God has a lot to say to us. Directly from the Word of God, you're listening to That's the Truth. Hallelujah. My burden's light. What she was singing, I think, 2-3 songs earlier. God has been good, followed by my burdens are light. Praise God. Why? Because I came to the right place. Why? Because I came to Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to open our Bibles. I'm going to read a scripture verse to confirm or to prove what we are doing here. It says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Now, what is interesting, this is in Psalm chapter 30. Now, what is interesting, when I read this on the French side, it said, it detailed the saints. I'm going to get the verse for those of you who follow along in French. It details the saints as those who love Him. Remember a couple hours ago in French, it says, sing unto the Lord to those who love Him. And then when you get to the verse in English, I get back to my English Bible. Interesting how the different translations work. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His. This is the King James translation. And give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Well, if I'm going to combine the two versions, I guess if you don't love God, you're going to be somewhere else right now. Amen. Because what we're doing, especially if you're listening on godly.tv, what we're doing is godly. It has to do with God. It has to do with His will. But if people are in love with something else, and especially at this time of the year, we're easily distracted. You got flashing colored lights. You've got trees. We're going to talk about trees bearing fruit. But this time of the year, trees are bearing lights. And they're bearing whatever. It's not godly. It's not natural, but it kind of is natural as far as the flesh is concerned. It's natural in that way. But today, when I read this, what David wrote in the Psalm, chapter 30, I think it's verse 2 or 3 or verse 4 in English, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. At the remembrance of what God has done, at the remembrance of His name. There's several other scriptures that teaches us this, what we are supposed to have in mind, what we are supposed to be remembering. And when you get into the New Testament, the Bible teaches you that the Holy Ghost will bring to remembrance. Amen. Brother sang in French this afternoon. He sang, how can I forget? Amen. Now, if you're not here, if you're not listening, thank God there's names coming up on the board. Share this link, get others online. Amen. Because if the Bible is not opened, you're not going to have a substance, or you're not going to have a memory. You're not going to have anything to remember. How many of you remember what was preached last week? Amen. We have the replay button for that. We can go back and replay it so that we can remember what was read. How many can remember what Sister you know, memorized or quote. She spoke today because she memorized a verse, and how many people can, you know, quoted the scripture that was quoted, the scripture my brothers quoted, my sister quoted. Can we remember? Have we easily forgotten or so quickly forgotten? Another scripture we're going to look at in a few seconds. I'm just, not a few minutes rather. Amen. In the next few seconds, we're going to pray. And I just want to use this time to allow you to be blessed with what we're going to look at. The Word of God, I mean, the word that the words that you have, I'm going to get my Bible so I can point to something. If you're watching online, you see this is, I've got my Bibles in my hands, the Holy Scriptures. And these words were not written in vain. These words were not written for nothing. These words were written for me. Someone say for me.
For me.
Amen. Jesus said, if you're going to live, you can't live by what came out of your toaster this morning. By your bread is what he said in Matthew chapter 4 in the 4th verse. He said, man shall not live, and women, you're included in this. Man shall not live by bread alone. So it's not what popped out of your toaster, but by every word which proceedeth. Oh, you can go for, we can all go for so long with what was, with what's in your refrigerator or what came out of the toaster. But then when you step out of this, the earthly realm, and you move yourself into the heavenly realm, and you start thinking of life as eternal, and it's not everybody has this vision. And the songs that the sisters were playing, even talking about Jesus and how God has been good to us through his son, for God so loved this world. Who is he talking about? Someone say me. Amen. I was in this world. I'm still in this world. Thank God for his love. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his forgiveness. Amen. Are we thanking God? For those of you at home, I don't hear you, but amen. Thank God for his, for what he has, amen. Like our sister was singing, he has been so good to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Was I deserving of it? No. God just loved me while I was in my sin. He could see me in a situation I couldn't get out of. Amen. He says, you're attached to your mother's navel. You're messed up. You're dirty. Amen. But thank God, blood was shed. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God for the remission of our sins. Hallelujah. Let me get my phone. I'm going to add to the scripture. For those of you who get the daily verse or whatever you want to call it, I'm going to read what I wrote because talking about my Redeemer, and today I sent out a text. It was entitled, My Redeemer. I was inspired in 1 Peter 1:18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold. And this is the month of silver and gold. Amen. Let's throw in some Jeremiah chapter 10. This is the month of, you know, lights and corruptible things. Month of December. If you're listening in replay mode, say, what month is he talking about? This is December 2025, the last month of the year. Can you imagine? For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, now ye know. Amen. No use sticking a plastic baby under a tree with silver and gold on it. That's not what redeemed me. That's not what is sitting at the right hand of the Father right now making intercession for you and I. Amen. No, but no one as the Son of God, no one as Jesus Christ, mediator, intercessor. Praise God. I must have clicked on something. There we go. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, and conversations, an old King James Bible word for your, the way you lived, your lifestyle, your living habits, your life, not just how you spoke, how you thought, how you acted. That's what the word conversation means. Then I wrote, I said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, who gave himself for us. We're talking about Jesus, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Someone say all. And purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Means you're anxious, means you want to do good works. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand in the latter day upon the earth. Praise God. So we're talking about something that took place, talking about something that is taking place, and talking about something that will take place. Amen. God has it covered. Praise God. I know when we look around today, it may not look like, and it's certainly, it is proof that it is not going God's way. Amen. At the end of the service in French, I asked a question. I was looking for an answer, and I even warned the people. I said, it's a trick question, so be careful. And I said, how many people, when Lucifer disobeyed, how many were kicked out of heaven? Amen. So we know that Lucifer was swept. Jesus said, I saw Lucifer as lightning. It was so quick. You know, lightning is a flash, and then it's here and gone. Yeah, you're gone. You're out. Amen. Praise God. You're fired. Amen. We all know that expression. Praise God. Whether you like him or not, you're fired. Amen. You're out. And we know the Bible says that. Yeah, in the King James, it uses the term that a third of the were swept away. He swept away a third of the angels. And in Revelation chapter 12, you can read this. So I'm wondering, and this is what we're looking at. The last week, I asked the question in the title, the main title, where do we go from here? And I left Newfoundland with that understanding to the General Assembly. And here I'm using the live stream to reach all you people listening today and in the repeat mode. By the way, welcome. I welcome each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in and for being with us today. Praise God. We count it a blessing and a joy to have you with us. Amen. So welcome in the name of the Lord. So asking the question, where do we go from here? Amen. Some of us have made, a progression, and I'm using for an example of the Old Testament where the people of God, the children of Israel, were brought out of Egypt, but they didn't make it to the promise. God forbid. I mean, my wife reminded me a couple of days ago. She goes, "You're almost 64." So now that cat is out of the bag, I'm almost 64. What I'm trying to say is, I've been running for a while. So can you imagine? I've come out of Egypt. I've come out of whatever, wherever I was born in sin, short of the glory of God. I've come out. I've been running for a while. But can you imagine? What would happen if I didn't make it? I pressed toward the mark. There's a pressing. Amen. This is what Paul was able to, the way Paul's pen wrote it to us. And I thank God today. So when and this quote, we're going to read Hebrews 6 and verse 1, just to say that what we are looking forward to, what goal have we placed in front of us? What are we looking at? Amen. I mentioned to the folks, amen. Thank God. Someone yelled out Jesus. Praise God. That's what we're looking at. I mentioned to the folks on the French side, my brothers and sisters, I said, I have plans for tomorrow. I have plans for the end of the year. Certainly some of you listening, you drove the trailer across this nation. We've already made plans for next summer, for next spring. Amen. Folks in Alberta, we're making plans for the whole month of August in Alberta. So we're making plans. But I live my life like Jesus is coming back in the next 10 seconds. Amen. Been talking about the foolish virgins in with you read Jesus' account, or the parable, if you would, in Matthew chapter 25, and how those virgins were able to go and get oil. They knew where to get their oil from. Unfortunately, they got back too late. They did come back with some oil because they knew where to get it. It's just they came back too late. And there's folks that you're listening today because we are, I'm trying to think of the right term, the right way to put this, so not to be sound too carnal, but we're here for a fill up. We're here to be filled up. Amen. So that in an hour from now, we can say, my cup is running over. Hang on for a sec. Amen. I want to quote so many verses that, as possible, so that you can say, wait a moment, wait, hold on for a sec, it's running over. Amen. I came in on the short side, or I needed to be refilled, or this week, Amen. These heavy burdens, what's the next line? Amen. Cannot last. Amen. There we go. Praise God. The week we had, I thank God we can come to a place where it's a refuge, where it's a sanctuary, where there is a table that has been spread by God. Amen. A God, amen, that is saying to his people, come and dine. The master calleth, come and dine. Amen. That's the God that we serve. Amen. That is the living God. That is in whose presence we are found today when we have come into his storehouse where the shelves aren't bare. Amen. Where the table is not empty. But I thank God there is a manna which cometh from above, a bread of heaven that Jesus said, by the way, I am that bread. And he that eateth not will not partake of that eternal life. I have come to eat. Lord, give us this day my daily bread. Lord, give us this day, amen, this bread. We want to eat. I'm here to eat. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's give, amen, our Father in heaven a good hand. Jesus as well. Give him praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Shout unto him with a voice of triumph. Praise God. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Make a joyful noise. Even if you're by yourself in the kitchen, praise God. Move in the Spirit of God. Clap your hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lay my burdens down. Praise God. May as well do it now. Don't hang on to it any longer. Praise God. We're going to get ready to pray. That'll help. Amen. Our pastor from Winnipeg, Brother Ron. Amen. I don't know what to call it. His saying or his slogan, I guess. I don't want to get too, it's spiritual, so I don't want to get too carnal. But he often repeats, prayer changes things. Amen. Prayer makes a difference. Let's put our hands up. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. Praise God for the word, let's be thankful for the word which we are about to receive. Amen. Everyone here, amen, not many, but for those of you who stayed, praise God, are you glad you stayed? Amen. I'm glad you stayed. Praise God, this is double portion for you. Some of the names on the board are repeating. Praise God, double portion for you as well. I'm glad to listen, but let's be thankful. Praise God for what we are about to receive. Let God know that we are thankful. We don't take this for granted. Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I want to thank God that today we are here. We are gathered in the name of Jesus Christ, a holy name. Praise God. I know you made this day, but it's not the day. It's not the hour. It's not the place. It's you. It makes a difference in our lives. Praise God. You have provided. Praise God. We have this technology. We have this place. My brothers and sisters are listening, and I give you the praise and the glory for that. We have a Bible in our hands. We have your word. Praise God. Commandments, ordinances, even written on the fleshly tables of our heart. We have a new heart. So that you could write what is written on those fleshly tables. The stone is gone. The old man is gone. And we can rejoice today because of a work which was done on Calvary. And it was a good work. Father in heaven, I thank God for the word. This scriptures that we are about to open, we're going to be led of the Holy Ghost to read. I pray that eyes are open to see what they read. Ears are open to hear what they hear. What is to be said? Thank God for your Holy Ghost that will lead us. Our hearts, praise God, are open so we can receive and perceive what your Spirit has for us today. Lord, I thank God for my brothers and sisters that they be blessed today. The flesh will count every second as a loss. But we know that it's not the flesh that is going to receive it, get its way today. It is the Spirit. Wars against the flesh, but it is the Spirit that has its way right now. As we get into the Word of God, let the flesh know that I need this more than I need air. Amen. Like my brother Job said, I need this more than my necessary food. Praise God. Because my eternity is based on words of spirit and of life. Heaven and earth shall pass. In fact, heaven and earth will pass. But the words which we will receive today, praise God, shall not pass. Eternal word from an eternal God. And I pray that each and every one of my brothers and sisters will recognize today the importance. When this book is open, they will recognize the importance of what shall come forth. Lord, I thank God for the table spread. I thank God, amen, for the storehouse. Praise God. House of treasures, if I was quoting the scripture in French. The storehouse, praise God, where there is so much for us today. In Jesus' name, praise God. Anoint the message. Lord, that I may speak forth your words in excellence today. Praise God. To make a difference as the word finds its way into good ground, making a difference in our lives from the youngest person listening up until the oldest of age, listening in amongst us today. Praise God. Thank God for your son, Jesus Christ. Thank God for your love. As we make our way through this world of darkness, through this world that is celebrating and looking forward to celebrating everything but the truth. I thank God today, praise God, that we can see and know the difference that is in us. Because greater is He in you, greater is He in me, greater is He in us than he that is in this world. All the praise, all the glory, all the honor goes to you. Lord, we pray for those that are lost and tangled with the affairs of this world. Before they are choked, before it gets to be too late, we pray that they lay a hold of life. They look for it, not in the darkness of this world, but they look for it. They look for Jesus Christ, the name above all other names. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Family members, folks that saw the trailer, saw the name Jesus Christ. Folks that received pamphlets in the marketplace in Cotonou, Friday, Saturday, Kindia. Brothers and sisters, we're evangelizing, letting people know you need a Bible. This is what it's for, handing out these pamphlets. They heard the name Jesus Christ maybe for the first time, not in vain, not as a cuss word, but as life, as truth, as the way, as bread from heaven, as your son. Father in heaven, the glory and the honor goes to you because you so loved this world when it was so messed up. You sent Jesus Christ, and He became my Redeemer, an atonement for our sins, blood which was shed more precious than silver and gold. Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray that this realization is in the heart and minds of every single person listening to me today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray for the needs in our flesh. By His stripes that ye were healed. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for bloodshed. Thank God for stripes that were laid upon Him. The chastisement of our peace was also. And He was wounded for our transgressions. All what took place, amen, as He bled and died on that cross. Praise God. We have life today, and it's a good life. Whatever it is, amen, receive from God right now. Praise God. As I get ready to say amen and amen on this prayer, receive from God. Hallelujah. Your need. Lord, that you supply our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father in heaven, the praise and the glory goes to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God for my salvation. Say it with me. Thank you, Jesus, for my salvation. Thank you, Jesus, for my healing. Amen. My Savior, my healer, my deliverer. Praise God. His name is Jesus. Praise God. Put your hands together and clap unto Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give Him praise. Give Him honor. Give Him glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, 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 oh Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. As our sister plays, be thankful. Praise God. Thankful. Oh, thankful for the blood. Yeah, I'm thankful for the blood. Jesus washes whiter than snow. Are you washed in the blood? Praise God, be thankful for it. Hallelujah. Amen. Clap your hands, put a smile on your face. At home, I want you to do the same thing. Praise God. Thankful for the blood. Blood of Jesus washes whiter than snow. Sing it one more time, praise God. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thankful for the blood. Jesus washes. 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 Oh, washes. Wash me whiter. Praise God, than snow. Hallelujah. Praise God. As your sister continues to play, I want you to clap. Best clapping you've ever done before. Praise God. Give God the praise. Give God the honor. He is worthy of it. Hallelujah. Praise God, I'm washed. Amen. This is not the old man walking around. Praise God, this is the new man, new creature. If any man be in Christ, if any woman be in Christ, you're a new creature. Praise God, washed. Hallelujah. Praise God, be thankful. Hallelujah. Whiter, whiter than snow. Whiter, whiter than snow. One more time. Whiter, I'm washed. Praise God. Someone say, I'm washed. Amen. Washed, folks, put your hands together, my brothers and sisters. Give God all the praise. Give God all the glory today. No one else. Praise God has that testimony. Amen. You're the only ones. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All those folks running around saying, nah, Jesus never died. He was a good man. He was a good prophet. But that's not what happened. Jesus wasn't resurrected. Shame on you to begin with. Amen. Are you talking about the Muslims? Yeah, well, yeah, and there's some Christian so-called churches that believe the same thing. They find it too hard to believe that a Savior went to the cross where blood was shed, the Bible says, more precious than silver and gold. And even though they took him off the cross and they laid him in the grave as dead can be, the Bible says the grave didn't hold him there. But he came out. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. There's folks that find that too hard to believe. They can't believe that. I don't believe that. That makes you an unbeliever. And if you begin to read Revelation 21 in the 8th verse, you find out where the unbelievers go. Amen. Not really the destination of where people want to go, but it is a destination that does exist. One of two. It's either or. Amen. So if you're online, you're looking at you've noticed the title. I don't know what happened to Facebook. We're steady. We haven't been interrupted. Because when the music was playing, we were on, then we were off. And I thank God, amen, that the airwaves have settled down or technology has settled and we're still here. Thank you for joining with me this evening here in Montreal. And this is a live stream if you're listening right now. And I thank God that we can have the Word of God in proximity. I'm going to make adjustment. Just stick with me. We can have the Word of God in a not only in our hands, but in our hearts as well. We can have the Word of God in a on our minds. Amen. As I said, close proximity. And we and it's not just because it's Sunday. I know some people, they get Bible-minded, they get Bible school or Sunday school-minded on Sunday or Sabbath day, whatever day you pick and choose. But the Jesus coming out of the grave, the life that we live, it's an everyday process. It's an everyday life. Amen. Since my mother brought me into this world, I've been living and breathing every day. Amen. I mentioned last week, the last day in December, the last day of the year 2012, it was close. But besides that, I've been breathing. It's not. So when I take this example into my spirit, into my born again life, it's not. I was once dead in my sins and trespasses, but I'm not a dead and then alive and then dead and alive and dead. I'm dead to sins, yes. But it's not that I don't, not to die again. In when you read Romans chapter 6, and we come out, and we're talking about a group of people that came out of, they came out of bondage, and God had a promise. I illustrated last week saying, here was Egypt, and here's the promise. Some folks died somewhere in the middle. Yeah, I don't want to be the somewhere in the middle guy. Amen. All my brothers and sisters in Newfoundland, we all remember our dear brother White, Brother Herbert White, and I think every time he testified, his conclusion was, there's no prize for the halfway runner. Amen? So the halfway runner is the runner stuck in the middle somewhere, left the starting line, but didn't make it to the finish line. Last week I mentioned that I have set a goal in my life, and that is the apostle Paul gives me that vision to have a goal that I may know him in the power of his resurrection. I press toward the mark. And this is what Paul wrote to the church in Philippi. And this is the vision that you and I need to have in order not to die where we are at. Amen. Can you imagine all the testifying and all the, you know, hours that we have been serving God and your offerings and your tithes and all the hours you have prayed and how many meals you have fasted, and then you die, you don't make it, you just die somewhere in the middle. That's not the way God meant it to be. Praise God. God's vision that he had when he created Adam, he gave that man a purpose. He gave that his creation, Adam, created in his image, he gave that man a purpose. And even before Eve was made as a help meet, man needed help. My married brothers should all be saying amen. Praise God. I double amen that for the help that God gave me. Amen. In fact, I triple amen that. Triple, quadruple that amen. Praise God. Hallelujah for the help that God gave me a little over 40 years ago. Praise God. And I'm thankful for it. But Adam, going back to Adam and Eve, no buts. Going back to Adam and Eve, Adam was made for a purpose. I want you to name the animals. And he was made outside of the garden. He was brought into the garden to take care of the garden and how they were to take care of the... How Adam took care of the garden before it was cursed, it must have been a blessing. Some of you folks have gardens and, you know, you grow corn or you grow potatoes or lettuce or tomatoes, whatever it is. Out west, you have the opportunities to grow. We were blessed by some of your gardens this summer, and I appreciate that. Praise God. Amen. Came home with canned goods. So we're eating canned beets from the gardens and canned peaches, what we opened the other day. We got a jar of peaches from blessed of the fruit of the land. Praise God. So how Adam had to take care of the garden before the earth was brought under sin, or before the earth was actually brought under a curse. I'm sure it was a blessing, but then the life that he was given was lost. It was turned over. And it was turned over to a destructive force. His name is Lucifer. It was turned over to a destructive force that pretty well embodies the everything I mean to say against Lucifer or describing Lucifer. I'm not going to get away from that word destructive. I mean, he has come to he kills to destroy and to rob. These are all the traits, if you would, of somebody of a character that is no good. Amen. So when we look at what is the what we face, what is ongoing as far as the battle in our lives, it's between good and evil, light and darkness, heaven or hell. Amen. The believing and the unbelieving. Bible speaks of both. The believing, the unbelieving shall have their part. Amen. This is who we are. So I thank God that we have a place to come to, that we can receive of the Word of God, and that we can be blessed in every way that is required. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We may all have a different need, but God can speak to you as he speaks to me at the same time and provide for each and every one of us. So I'm glad you're listening. Before we get into the Word of God, let's get into the Word of God. Praise God. We're going to do some reading. I want to read from Ephesians. This is part two. Where do we go from here? And it's not because it's the end of the year. It's not because it's because of whatever season this may be. I'm going to make an adjustment. Just bear with me. This is something that is scriptural, and we read this in last week. We read this in Hebrews chapter 6 on the first verse. So before we read Ephesians chapter 4, I would like to read these two verses in passing. So find, if you have Ephesians 4, don't lose that page. Find Philemon or Philemon. If you want a little bit of Greek thrown in, Philemon, then the first chapter. I just want to read these two verses in passing because there are words that we are going to hear. There are words that we are going to read over and over again in this teaching. And the passages that I have laid out that God has put on my heart for the past couple of weeks, we need to get through each and every one of them today. So we're going to get going, praise God, while there is still some time left. So Paul wrote to Brother Philemon, he said, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you, someone say, in me, in Christ Jesus, praise God. So that the communication of thy faith means you're doing something. Your faith is effectual. How? By the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Hebrews chapter 6 and the first verse. Now, if you missed the teaching from last week, there it is. We went we went more in depth in these scriptures. Today, I'm just reading these two verses. It's going to help us along in Ephesians chapter 4. Hebrews 6 in the first verse, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go unto perfection. So there's where I get my title from. Where are we going? Where do we go from here? So when it says, let us go unto perfection, underline that word, perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Let us go unto perfection. Where do we go from here? Ephesians chapter 4, I'm going to read beginning from verse 11. I'm going to read a couple of verses, and I want you to read with me. I think it's important. Thank God for those posting scriptures online. But at the same time, let us go on unto perfection. Where I get my title from, let us go on. And in Ephesians chapter 4, we begin the second part of this teaching. Verse 11, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. So there's the word. As my sister was reminding me to read it correctly, let us go on unto perfection. Now in verse 12, we are given these gifts to the church, some apostles, some people, well, I don't believe in perfection. There's nobody perfect. There's only one perfect. No, you need to read the Bible. Praise God. And thank God for Jesus Christ who allows us today to read the last verse in Matthew chapter 5. Read near the end of the Job chapter 1. Find out who you're dealing with. You're dealing with the God, amen, who has created us in his image. And once the devil is dealt with, amen, godliness takes over. Holiness takes over. Follow peace with all men and holiness. Without such, no man shall see the Lord. I mean, it goes on and on. This is why, amen, I want to point you in the right direction today. Where do you go from here? Praise God. We need to make a choice as to where we are going. We're not just turning, running around in circles. Amen. As I mentioned last week, and I mentioned already this week, I've made up my mind. I've placed a goal in front of me or in my mind, praise God, a place that I need to get to, and I need to press toward that mark. Amen. The faith that I have, maybe we'll look at that next week, praise God. The faith that I have to get out of Egypt, the faith that I have, which doesn't keep me in one spot or turning around in circles wondering where I'm going or why I'm going, the faith that I have keeps me going, praise God. It gives me faith, amen, which is invincible. It's not just initial faith that I have, but I have faith which is invincible. Faith, amen, which cometh by hearing. And what are we listening to today? We're listening to the Word of God. I intend to quote scriptures to the point where, amen, they'll become... there'll be an oversaturation, if you would. I know that doesn't exist spiritually, but saying, you know, there's only so much information I can hang on to. I've had people tell me, they said, you, if you preach for an hour, it's like information overload. Amen. Well, I need to be fully loaded. Amen. If not overloaded, when it comes time to face the devil, I need the scripture verses, praise God. If the first verse I quoted wasn't for you, it was for sister. If the second verse I quoted wasn't for sister, it was for brother. If the third verse I quoted, amen, wasn't for someone in the front row, is for someone in the back row. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Praise God. This is what the Bible is for. Give us this day, amen, our daily bread. Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, 1, for the work of the ministry, 2, for the edifying of the body of Christ, 3. So he gave, God has given apostles, prophets, and so when people are running around saying, I don't believe in perfect, there's no such thing as perfect saints, there's no such thing as saints that has, hang on for a sec, amen, the reason why you can't, when the Bible teaches us, where are you going, let us go unto perfection, without Jesus Christ, you're not going to go, you're not going to get there. Without the apostle, without the evangelist, without the prophet, without the teacher, without the pastor, you're not going to get there. That's what's missing from the church. It's not, Jesus didn't say, or rather, Paul writing to the Philippian church, he did not receive the inspiration. Jesus is not teaching us here, or God that has given us these gifts. We're not being taught to pick one. Pick a pastor. If you want an apostle, pick an evangelist. If you don't want a prophet, these gifts, these need to be present in our lives, in its fivefold presentation or gospel that we are receiving today. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Amen. And I thank God for that. 1, for the perfecting of the saints. 2, for the work of the ministry. 3, for the edifying of the body of Christ. 2, we all come in the unity. Someone say all. In the unity of the faith, there's where we read, amen, that your faith may be effectual. This is faith that is doing something right. This is faith that is coming from the Word of God as we read it, as you hear it today, and it's doing something right in your life. Praise God. This is not faith. If you listen to a Catholic priest, you'll have Catholic priest faith. If you listen to a Baptist, you'll end up with Baptist faith. But the Word of God, my King James Bible being open before my eyes today and for the years past and until Jesus comes, means that I am going to draw, amen, I'm going to draw from this book. I'm going to draw from the Word of God. I'm going to receive faith, amen, faith which is invincible, as I said, faith which is unmovable, faith which cometh from God, faith that I need so that I can take my next step, faith that I need so that I can accomplish and do the will of my Father in heaven, faith that Jesus had, praise God, when he came upon this faithless earth, knowing whom he'd have to face, and knowing what he had to perform, or what he had to fulfill for God, amen, for God's will to take place on this earth. Praise God. Trouble is Jesus has gone up. Amen. The disciples were shocked. What are we going to do? Go into all the world. Amen. Preach the gospel. Praise God. I'm glad they answered that. I'm glad they asked that question. Well, Jesus, what do we mean you're going? What are we going to do? Go into all the world, make disciples, preach this gospel. Amen. Some people say the book of Acts, that was for the 12 disciples. No, because the 12 disciples made disciples. Praise God. This is what we need to do, make disciples. So I'm not the only one that has to baptize in water. Praise God. I make disciples so they in turn can go and baptize. They in turn can lay hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. They in turn shall go and teach the nations. Praise God. Amen. I'm teaching. Right now I'm standing in front of whoever's listening as well. Amen. And I'm teaching this nation. This morning, Pastor Jeremy was teaching his nation. Amen. This morning, Pastor Michelle and the brothers Joseph and Albert, they were teaching their nation. Be a long way for me to go to teach their nation. Thank God for men of God, brothers and sisters. Praise God that can teach their nation. And be a blessing, amen, to souls saved. Because they're doing what Jesus said to do. Verse 13, I didn't finish. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. I want to make this point. So go back to Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. By the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 4 and the 13th verse. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Two words, knowledge, what you know, and the second word, that's in Ephesians. First word that we read, acknowledge the good things in you and that are by Christ Jesus or in Christ Jesus. So you have knowledge is what you know, and when you acknowledge, you show what you know. So if you're taking notes, write that down. I'm going to rehydrate. Knowledge is what you know. But when you acknowledge something, you show what you know. I know some people have problems. And by some people, I mean religious institutions. They have problems with that. The problem is what you know. What you know is going to make a difference on what you show, on what you acknowledge. Both these verses cover Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is covered by your knowledge and what you acknowledge. So I want you to be aware of that. Talking about faith to get you out of Egypt, faith to get you to the promise, faith that is effectual. It's capable. There's results that are going to be shown. Now, if I continue to read in verse 13, Ephesians chapter 4, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Compared to what? Unto the measure. This is comparison. The measure. The comparison. I underlined the word measure because this is how you measure up. We use that term in English. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Gets another mention. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Read the Bible, you'll become very knowledgeable on the subject of Jesus Christ. Amen. You get to know God. Hallelujah. In French on our trailer, we have it's translated. There it is. For those of you who can read French, it's a little different in English, but in French, Jesus Christ, what I wrote, get to know God as he is. Amen. That's what the Bible will do. You'll get to know God as God really is. Amen. He's not a religious God. Not a God that does not have a son. Amen. God has a son. His name is? Amen. People say, your God and my God. Talk to my Muslim friends. Well, your God and my God, they're the same. No, my God has a son. Don't get them mixed up. Allah has no son. Amen. My God has a son. Can't be the same. Well, we all worship the same God. No. My God loved me so much, he sent a Savior. Amen. The living God, the only God, loved the world so much, he sent a Savior. Other gods, they're made up gods. Amen. May the best God win. No. There is only one God. He said it himself. How do you know that? Because he said it himself. Amen. Other ones are false. Carved, made up. We just went through the season, the end of the last day of October. People taking little orange things and carving them up. Carving eyes and carving noses and carving teeth and mouths. Eyes they can't see, noses they can't smell, mouths they can't speak. They call it a Halloween or a hallowed evening or a hallowed season, whatever it is. No, hallowed be thy name. Get to know how the devil likes to imitate and how the devil likes to copy. Jesus standing there saying, when you pray, pray as such, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So the devil, that's, you know, not the smartest thing on a block, sitting around saying, well, what can I do? Oh, let's say, Halloween. So our minds are taken off the words of Jesus Christ and brought over into celebration. I don't care what they do in the world. I'm talking about when they do it inside the church. That's my business. What you do on your front steps, I don't care. I don't live there. I can say something about it, but it really doesn't. It's when they bring it inside the church. And then you stick a little, you know, like I said last week, a little 5-watt light bulb, little candle, and they light up the pumpkin. What do you think he's imitating? People can't see the light of the world. They look at the light of the pumpkin. Oh, look at that. Half his teeth are missing. Amen. A little light that couldn't light up past the first two steps. Blasphemy is what it is. Because it takes people's mind off the light of the world. His name is Jesus Christ. And it's not the wing that's hallowed. It's his name that's hallowed. It's his name that is sanctified. It's his name that is holy. It's his name that is set aside. And this is who we serve today. Amen. Measure of the stature. This is where you're saying, well, what are you reading? Where are you going with this? Unto a perfect man, Ephesians 4:13, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah. Unto the measure of the stature of the, how can I describe this? The status, when you read the Bible, the status that Jesus Christ has become. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. Look at his development. Look at his achievements with an S. I'm trying to give you a ruler, if you would, that you can measure up. A ruler, like a yardstick. And we'd need several. I'll read the whole verse. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, his name is Jesus, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Then it continues. I think you understand where what I've laid out as foundation. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Kind of where I was inspired for my subtitle, if some of you are having trouble with it, where I wrote tossed. or crossed. I mean, you're tossed to and fro, and you're not going to make it to the front. You're not going to cross the Jordan River, the example I gave last week. You're just being tossed to and fro, to and fro, to and fro. Hey. I'm going to pick up on this a little later on. I just want to illustrate that. Verse 15 says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Now, that you may grow up, what does that mean? That you may, grown-ups, we sometimes use the word they're mature. They've matured. They're growing up. Giving up childish things, if you would. That they may grow up into him in all things. Someone say all things. So verse 13, too, we all come in the unity of the faith. Verse 15, unto him in all things. We're still coming to Jesus Christ. Amen. He's not out of the picture. Which is the head, even Christ. No more tossed to and fro. I want to read into, I know this is going to be a different order, into James chapter 1. So find James. I'm going to get there in about a minute. Where we, have you ever seen a wave sit by the ocean or even a lake when it's windy? You see the wave. There's the wave. And then it's gone. And there's the wave again. And then it's gone. Then it makes it to the shoreline. Then it's gone for good. That's the waves. There's the wave. No more wave. There's the wave. No more wave. And when it breaks on the shoreline, well, then it's gone for good. This is how we're being compared. And James, in the chapter 1, verse 6, he says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. There's effectual faith. Amen. Saying, well, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, but not yet seen. Without faith, the Hebrews chapter 11, without faith, it is impossible to please God. But here, amen, in verse, as we read verse 6 in James, it says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. We read in Ephesians chapter 4, don't be tossed to and fro. Do what you got to do to be, amen, to be stabilized. Unmovable. We sing the song, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters. Amen. The winds are going to come. You read the last few verses in Matthew chapter 7. There's going to be winds. There's going to be storms. But when all is said and done, the house still stands. I'm on a good foundation. Praise God. I'm anchored in. Amen. I'm attached. Remember what we read in verse 14? Don't be tossed to and fro and carried. Telephone rings. I mean, the wind blows. I mean, the telephone rings. Some more wind blowing. We checked the email that just came in. When you continue reading in that 14th verse in Ephesians 4, there's some words that are being used, cunning, craftiness, the slate. I mean, the devil has a purpose, and that's to take you out. We need to decide who's going to win this battle. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Go back to Hebrews, the last chapter in that book, 13, Hebrews 13. I can keep reading. We're good. It's a little quiet today. It was quiet on the French side too. Verse 9, Hebrews 13, verse 9. Be not carried. There is that word again. Don't be tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. Maybe this is what I should believe on Monday. Then on Tuesday, no, maybe that's what I should believe. Now you're over here. oh, maybe that's what I should believe. And then next time I see you, you're over here. You're in this corner of the believers. Oh, this is what we believe. Where's your Bible? I do not want to be in a position of being tossed to and fro, somewhere in the middle, dying in the desert, when the promise is on the other side. I got to cross the Jordan River, the promise is on the other side of that river, and I just can't seem to get there. Circling the desert in disobedience and in unbelief. When God goes, I don't mind Joshua, I don't mind Caleb, but for the rest of you, your bones are going to be bleached. Your dead bones are going to be bleached in the sun of the desert. And that generation did not cross. They were tossed to and fro, back and forth, with whatever their demands, they placed their demands on Moses. They placed their demands on Joshua. They placed their demands on whoever was leading whoever back in the day. God had to come down and straighten up a few things a few times. Hebrews 13 and the ninth verse. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. Be not. What does that sound like? For those of you here in French, we went through this. It sounds like a warning to me. It sounds like I know my voice is pretty loud. It's been loud now for about a half hour, but it sounds like it should just get a little bit louder. Be not. Ninth verse. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. Like I said, the season changes and your mind has changed. For it is a good thing. Someone say, good thing. Amen. Someone else at home say, good thing. That the heart be established. Now, there's a word I underlined. That the heart, what's the opposite of being carried away? Just read the word, not a trick question, being established. Underline that word. I have a foundation that is under me that cannot be shaken. And his name is by two immutable things. Whatever can be shaken will be shaken. You better find something that will not be shaken. Because when God decides to shake, the Bible says whatever can be shaken will be shaken. Amen. Hallelujah. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. Amen. Someone say, with grace. There's a detail given us in the next line. It says, not, someone say, by grace, or with grace. May as well stick to the Bible. With grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein, their main concern, their meats, worldly elements. As I said, we're given a detail here as far as their meats are concerned, but this pertains to whatever elements are worldly, whatever ordinances are worldly, what is the unclean thing that we are not to touch. So this gives us a vision that there is a separation that needs to take place, and we need to be separated. Amen. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. Turn to Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6. So are you seeing some of the words that are being repeated? Tossed. carried. We've read that twice. I've seen some people carried right out of here, right out of the house of God. And they're still being tossed. I've seen some people make their way back, but only on rare occasions. Because the devil, when we finish reading, before I read the next verse, we're reading, they're cunning. Verse 14, Ephesians chapter 4. They're crafty. Whatever strategy that they use, Ephesians 6 uses the word the wiles of the devil. Those fiery darts that need to be quenched. That's why you need the shield of faith. Someone else say faith. Hallelujah. No faith, no shield. Bible closed, no shield. People running around with a shield the size of a toonie. You can't stop anything. For Americans listening, the size of, that's a silver dollar. Except our dollars are gold. Yours are silver, these ones are gold. Probably fake gold, knowing our government, but they're gold in color. Same size. That's what a toonie is. It's that big. I need a faith, I need a shield that's going to cover all 6 feet of me. And a toonie won't do the job. Amen? Hallelujah. My cousin brought up yesterday, and if you're listening, my little brother, he says, we're talking about flat Lincoln again. Well, he's not all that flat, but I need a shield that's going to cover me. Because the devil is after. If he can't take you out with your eyes, he'll take you out with your ears, he'll take you out with your taste, he'll take you out with your smell, he'll take you out with your touch, he'll take you out with your feelings, he'll take you out with your emotions. We need a shield to cover all of that. Yeah. Amen? Devil will push any buttons that he can push. You have people running around, amen, with their salvation hanging by a thread. I don't want to get too carnal, but I want you to understand what I'm saying. Their salvation is like one thread away from being snatched, from being lost. This is how we are being warned today. Where do you go? Like I said, count, and some of you cannot count because you've testified so many times, you can't put a number on it. You've given your offering so many times, you can't put a number on it. You've prayed so many minutes, so many hours, so many days, you can't put a number on it. Same with your fasting. You fasted so many meals. I forget how many meals I fasted. Can't put a number on it. And for all that to go to waste, for all that to be lost, carried away, James, I use that illustration. When you ask, put your faith to work and ask using your faith. Ask in faith, nothing wavering. I'm using that, this verse, I'm not just to ask for a request or make your request be known. I'm using this verse to make sure that when you ask in faith, nothing wavering, that you have faith that does not waver. Sometimes some of you can ask for hard things in the flesh, but just make sure that your faith is not wavering. Today, with the scriptures that we read, that we can put all these verses together in our Bibles. Let me get my Bible. That we can put all these verses together in our Bibles and read these things and say, you know what? I'm not wavering. I'm not a wave tossed to and fro. They may care because it's windy. And we are living in windy times. That's why there's a lot of waves, because there's a lot of wind. I need the shield of faith. So whatever wile, you know, whatever strategy the devil has, we just read, I mean, they're crafty, the sleight of man, their ideas that people have. Verse 14, then the next verse, verse 15, Ephesians 4, it says, but speaking the truth in love. This is how the vocabulary changes, speaking the truth. What is truth? Jesus is truth. This is truth right here. The word of God. When you read verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in all things, which is, his name is, amen, Jesus Christ, who is the head. Someone say amen. First chapter in Galatians. Talking about folks, amen, being carried. Now, Paul here to the Galatians, He says, I marvel that, verse 6, Galatians 1, verse 6, I marvel that ye are so soon removed. Now, I want you to see this before I continue reading. In order to be removed, you have to be there in the first place. See, let me clear this up. Here's my Bible. It's on the podium. I can move my Bible. I can take my Bible. My Bible has been removed. It's gone. In order for my Bible to have been removed, it had to be here in the first place. Once saved, always saved. You just lost a whole lot of points on this one. False doctrine that it is. Once you're there, we're always there. We're sealed in. This is not what I'm reading. I used an illustration last week, lost a whole bunch more points. If you missed that teaching, it's there in the archives. Galatians 1 and the 6th verse. I marvel that ye are so soon. I underline the word soon. Sometimes it doesn't take long. Sometimes it doesn't take much. I don't know how many years after the fact that Paul is writing this to the church in Galatia, but he says, I marvel. What's that mean? I'm surprised. Shocking, isn't it? That you have been removed, carried away from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ. Tossed to and fro. When we read the scripture verse that says, I want your hearts to be established, your heart that is established, your mind, your soul, your faith, what else? Your feet. I'm here to stay. I'm not going anywhere. May as well let the devil know that. Amen. While you're at it, say, hey, devil, got a message for you. Amen. You can huff and you can puff all day long. My house is not coming down. Hallelujah. Amen. Talking about winds. You're saying, what are you quoting some nursery rhyme? No, talking about winds. Devil comes, blows some doctrine your way. This summer, a couple of times, I had to pull out to prove it. Well, more than a couple of times. Well, this is what I believe. Prove it. Prove to me you're believing the right thing. Show me in the Bible. It's got to line up. It's got to be clear. It's got to have proceeded out of the mouth of God before you and I ever showed up. Someone say amen. There's a purpose why I walk around with this in my hands. And that purpose is not just, amen, it's not just the word of God. It's not just made me alive. This purpose, amen, is to keep me alive. Someone say, I'm thankful for the word. Hallelujah. Because somebody might just come and whisper something into your ear, and if you don't check the facts, amen. Thank God. I know in our political environment, we see this. I've seen it, you know, lately in the past couple of years, you know, fact checking or fact checker. Thank God we have a fact checker. You can open up the Word of God and say, oh, here it is. Let me show it to you. This is how I believe it. This is why I believe it. This is what I do. This is what I'm up to. Amen. And I got facts, F-A-C-T-S. I have facts that I can check. Because this is a book of, my sister said truth. It's a book of facts. Amen. Which is truth. Amen. You're right. That's the right answer. It's a book of truth. What is truth? It's a fact. Amen. It's a fact. I can pull, I can draw the, King James uses the word we draw. I mean, I can pull from this book, I can draw from this book, and I can apply it to my life, and I can see God, amen. I can see the workmanship, the hands of God going to work in my life. Praise God, because God is faithful to his word. He said it. And at the same time, the Bible teaches us that it is impossible for God to lie. So here he is. This is what God has said. And make sure that this is truth. His name is? Jesus said, I am the truth. Jude and the 12th verse. It's about to get interesting. Near the end of your Bibles, one chapter. Book number 65, the book of Jude, one chapter, verse 12. These are spots in your feasts of charity when they feast with you. Now, whatever happened to that line in French, I don't know. I see my sister going, where did that come from? It's in the King James. When they feast with you. Uh-oh. Who are you sitting with around the table? People that are going to edify. People that are going to exhort. People that are going to pray. I don't mind sitting at a table with my brothers and sisters and the food is laid out and you say, bless the food and bless the hands that made it and bless me at the same time. Even bless my sister at the same time. I bless the company. I bless the fellowship which is about to take place. Some of you, where we've eaten together, you've heard me say this before. I bless the fellowship. Amen. Bless this fellowship. Not for everyone. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, they feed themselves, they're feeding themselves without fear, no shame. That's the way it was translated in French, without fear. They don't care what they say. They don't care what they do. They don't care what their actions are perceived like. They have no concern. This is what this means. They are clouds without water, carried. Oh, there's that word again. Amen. In French, I had a little problem because in English, I read the word carried three times. In French, it was emprunté, and what was the other one? Enlevé, and they emporté. Yeah, they translated the word carried in three different words. Meant the same thing, but in English, it's just carried. Three times carried. What's the opposite of carried? I already asked you that question. Established. These are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you. Oh, when you're on the phone with them. Oh, do you mean when you're FaceTiming with them? Amen. It's a hard enough time when you go to school for how many hours in school? Six and a half a day, 6 hours. 6 hours a day. You go to work, you're 8 hours a day. When you come home, I want a table that is spread nice and easy for the soul, for the peace of mind that I need and that I want. When I come to this place, I want the sanctuary, the house of God, to be a place of refuge where I can come and be filled. Not to worry about anything. Some of you are not used to that. I'm trying to get to a place where, and I'll read this after the semicolon, clouds, they are without water, and it's without water is important. Carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. trees whose fruit withereth. See, when my wife and I came home after we were on the road, I forget with the first part of our trip, the first part of summer, the second part of summer, maybe it was both. We came into the house and there's 2-3 plants. They were withered. Why were they withered? Without water. Why were they without water? Nobody watered them. With this Bible in my hand, you're not looking at an empty cloud. It doesn't matter who planted. I may have planted, someone else may have planted, but today I am watering. Someone else can say amen. I've got some water. I'm not an empty cloud tossed to and fro believing this, backpedaling like a politician. I stand true on God's word because this is immutable. God is faithful and true to his word. I can quote it today, and I know tomorrow I can quote it again, and it still holds true. It still holds fast because it's God. Don't be carried away from the place of your salvation, from the place where you were healed, from the place where you heard, amen, the word that you're, amen, the anointed preaching that you're hearing today. The devil doesn't want you to hear this. Withering, let me get John 15. Try to quote it, but I don't want to read it. Get it right. John, since we're talking about fruit, let's find out how important fruit really is. Jesus said, I am the true vine, John 15, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, Verse 2, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Who taketh away? This time you can't blame the devil. I am the true vine. My Father, God in heaven, the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, just so we know who we're speaking about, he's the husbandman. Now every branch in me, in Jesus, that beareth not fruit, who? The husbandman, who's the husbandman? The Father, Father God, taketh away. Oh no, hold on, once saved, always saved? Oh, you just lost a whole bunch more points. Thank God I can come to the watering place, if you would, on Sundays. Amen. Pour in the water, pour in the wine. Go home with my cup, amen, that it's not just filled, it's running over. Hallelujah. Thank God for information overload. Praise God. Amen. What I can't take home with me today, I'll take it home tomorrow in the replay mode. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God, amen, there's enough to go around. Because I need everything that God can give me. I need everything that God will provide so that I can make it into the end. Hallelujah. I need to be watered. For those of you listening, thank God you're still here. Maybe I've lost some listeners. I don't know. Amen. But I need to be watered. Hey, is it Nick? Good to see you, Nick. We're meeting for the first time. Trust you're still with us. I don't know if there's other names being added to the board or not, but verse 2, every branch in me, in Jesus, that beareth not fruit, the husbandman taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, the husbandman purges it, that it may bring forth, that the branch may bring forth more fruit. Someone say more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. That's why the word of God, it's important to memorize. It's important to quote. It's important to read. It's important to see it up on the comments list. Talk about the verse that struck you, you know, for the first time. Wow, don't remember reading this before. Hey, how about that game? What game? Let me tell you about this verse that I read. Let me tell you about the word of God. Amen. Let me tell you about something that is more important, that is everlasting. Praise God. Jesus continues. He says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Bearing fruit is important. Hang around with people that are going to suck you dry. Going back to Jude, you're saying, what verse is that? These are spots in your feasts of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. There are clouds, they are without water. They are carried about of winds. They are trees whose fruit withereth without fruit. And who are you hanging around with? I'm going to pray in a couple of minutes. This needs to be answered. Who are you hanging around with? They're twice dead, plucked up by the root. Their fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. See, a tree is watered two ways. It gets watered from above, gets watered, and it can take water, receive water from the roots. Here it says you're twice dead. Why is your fruit withering? No water. Why is there no water? Without water? Haven't seen you for a while. Go have meetings. Brother Ron had, and Brother Brian, they had meetings in Winnipeg Osis last weekend. I'm glad for the saints in that area. Amen. My wife and I will drive, you know, miles and go visit, you know, try to visit some people, don't see them. Some names are missing today. You're going without water. You can only go so far and so long. Amen. It's like you can show up here on Sunday and have that little countdown like on your dash. 100 kilometers left of gas. You keep driving, you're driving on reserved fuel. You keep driving 16 more kilometers, you're out of gas. By then the red light's flashing and the blue light's on the dasher. Because you're getting low. Got to find a gas station. Matthew 25, like the 10 virgins, they all slept. The Bible says sometimes we talk about the five foolish, but they all slept. All 10 were sleeping. But when there was a shout, a cry that was made, five woke up. They still had oil. Five woke up. The Bible says they were foolish because they ran out of oil. They knew where to get oil, but it was too late. I do not want this to be a day or a week or the end of year that's going to be too late for you. No water, without water, your fruit withers. Let it go any longer, and there's no more, the fruit is no longer there. Amen. And we're in season. I believe I'm talking to folks. I mentioned the word mature early on because I want to close with this. We're trees that have been here for a while. We're not just a tree, you know, a sapling planted in the springtime and there's no buds and no fruit. We're trees that have been planted. We're trees that have been around for a while. We're trees that have got to have fruit on the branches. Amen. Or branches, Jesus said, the branches that bear the fruit. We have to be that. Not what Jude is saying here. They're trees that are withered. Their fruit is withered. They're twice dead. They're plucked up by the roots. Without water equals without fruit. Two minutes, I'm going to pray. The five foolish virgins, they knew where to get their oil. You know where to get your watered. You know where to get, I mean, what you need. To have your needs met. To have your needs fulfilled. They knew where to get the oil. The five foolish virgins, they came back with the oil, but they came back too late. Their needs were supplied. Their timing was off. Some of you have been listening to me. I see some names on the board. You've been listening to me over and over and over again. Make this the time. Now is the time. 1 minute, I'm going to pray. Let's stand. I'm going to ask that question one last time. Where do we go from here? As you take your position, get ready to pray. Make sure you can answer that. Where do we go from here? Are you tossed? Are you being tossed right now? Or are you getting ready to cross? Amen. Been taken out of Egypt, been taken out of sin. Put your hands up, please. Been taken out of sin, been taken out of religion, been taken out of bondage, been taken out of... been taken out of whatever we've been taken out of. I just don't want to get stuck where I'm at because I haven't crossed the finish line yet. And I'll repeat this because it bears repeating before I pray. I've given myself a goal. I've given myself an objective. I'm just not there yet. But I press. Hands up. Praise God. I press. Amen. Begin to pray. Hands up, we're praying. Father in heaven, Lord, I pray that every single one of us, we have the same mind, the same heart, the same spirit right now, that we come to you today after hearing these words, knowing that Jesus Christ, your Son, produced, accomplished a great work, a so great salvation for each and every one of us. Lord, I pray today that whatever, if this was a rebuke or if this was a chastisement, if this was a teaching, if this was edification, if this was exhortation, however we receive this word today, Lord. Lord, I pray it was watering to our fruit, watering to our root where the roots are. Definitely rooted in good ground, but we just need that vision so we do not perish. I don't mind being where I'm at right now. But I know it's where I'm not going to stay. Order our steps. Every good sister, every good brother listening, good man, good woman, order their steps in the Lord in a way which leadeth unto life. In Jesus' name. I don't know who's listening or who else is listening. I know some of the names that appeared on the board, but every single person listening right now within the sound of my voice, the word of God which we heard today is making a difference. I'm not over here today and somewhere else tomorrow going back to where I was last week. No, I've been here, established. Not to be carried about, not to be tossed to and fro. I pray that every single person within the sound of my voice is established from this day forward. Not filled with uncertainty, not filled with doubt, not filled with bewilderment. Protect us from the winds of false doctrine. May our feasts be clean, not spotted. Our going in and our coming out be blessed in Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, I thank God today that as we have come together believing, as we have come together as saints, We receive the Holy Ghost, which has led us. We receive what you have to say to us today. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray the flesh doesn't get in the way. Pride doesn't get in the way. In Jesus' name, we accept that what we heard today, knowing that it makes a difference for all of eternity. Touch my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name. Maybe you're listening from a hospital room, from a retirement home, behind bars, in jail. Wherever you're listening to me from, I pray, Lord, that there's a Bible, that the Word of God will be before their eyes. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank God for this technology. It allows us to reach out into the darkness, within the darkness of this world. Lord, I thank God today that a difference has been made through your light. A difference has been made by what we've read. A difference has been made because of what you've given us, amen, through your word. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we have direction from your Holy Ghost. We have direction because we're on a way which leadeth unto life. Then we keep that direction, Lord, in Jesus' name. We keep the way, we keep the truth, and we get to keep the life, praise God, which is Jesus Christ, your Son. Lord, I pray these things in Jesus' name. Thank God for the teaching we have received today, not only in French, but in English. Bless my brothers and sisters that have consecrated their time to be here, even when the flesh didn't really feel like it, but they spent a couple hours with us to receive what thus saith the Lord. And I thank God. I give you all the praise and all the glory and the honor for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. I trust the watering of the word has been good. Amen. Has edified you, has exhorted you. I pray that if you were struggling or withering, because we just read that word, trying to stick to the Bible, but withering, you know, I don't want to say falling behind, God forbid, but, you know, drying up a little bit. I trust today you've received more water than you know what to do with, and your salvation is intact. Your salvation is kept. Your salvation has been preserved. Amen. Don't be discouraged by the things that are in this world. Don't be discouraged by what people tell you, by what people say. In Jesus' name, today we have the victory. You have the victory. Praise God. Where do we go from here? I'm going up. Amen. I'm not going down. I'm not going the other way. I'm not turning around. I'm on my way to heaven. And I thank God today that we have a promise that to endure unto the end, and the same shall be saved. Praise God. My name is Lincoln. You're listening to That's the Truth. Be blessed until the next time that we see each other. Praise God. I want you to be able to answer that question. Where do we go from here? Amen. I'm going to heaven. Praise God. I'm on my way to heaven. Amen. Let's give our Father in heaven a good hand. Praise God. Jesus Christ as well. Praise God. And let's be blessed. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening. I love you. My name is Lincoln. You're listening to That's the Truth. You can replay this and be blessed with it. Praise God. Amen. Clap unto God. Be thankful for the word keeping us. In Jesus' name, praise God. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Well, I trust the Word of God has blessed you today. God has given us a generous portion of our daily bread. All the glory be unto God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Remember, you can see the video and audio files of this teaching on our YouTube channel, That's the Truth, as well as our Facebook page, Link with God. Please share these links with your friends and family so that they too can be blessed. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Stay tuned. There's a lot more of the Word of God coming right up. My name is Lincoln, and you're listening to That's the Truth.